96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Flu season is picking up across Wisconsin, and hospitals in northern parts of the state are seeing more patients with influenza A. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, emergency department visits for influenza A are at very high activity levels and are continuing to increase in northern Wisconsin. Melissa Malmberg is a nurse practitioner who works in the emergency department at Tamarack Health in Ashland. She says she's seeing it firsthand among patients.
We're seeing a lot of patients daily who are coming in with that are positive for the symptoms. And even in the United States, this flu season has been very high this year. It's one of the worst flu seasons ever.
Nationwide, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates 180,000 people have been hospitalized with the flu so far this season, and over 7,000 people have died. That includes 17 reported child deaths, one of which was in Wisconsin. Malmberg says the most common symptoms to watch for are fever, cough, congestion, body aches, headaches, and fatigue. She adds that in some cases, the hospital is also seeing pneumonia develop after the flu virus has run its course.
It's making people very short of breath this year.
She says those at the highest risk for influenza A include children under 6 months, people with chronic respiratory conditions like asthma or COPD, those who are immunocompromised, pregnant women, and adults 65 and older. To avoid getting sick, Malmberg says the best prevention is getting the yearly flu vaccine. She adds that simple steps like frequent hand washing, wiping down surfaces, and staying home if you're sick can also help reduce the spread. According to DHS data, only about 30% of Wisconsinites have received a flu vaccine so far this season, and only 28% of all residents in Sawyer County have gotten the vaccine. The state legislature is now enforcing rules banning recording during committee meetings, Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Wisconsin Eye shut down about a month ago now. That means the only way to watch proceedings in the legislature is to see a portion of it in the media or be there in person. Wis Politics reports witnessing a Republican leader telling a staff member for Democrat Melissa Ratcliffe that she couldn't record her boss. As the legislature started work in the new year last week, there were other committee meetings where lawmakers said no one could record and even signs on doors. Some Democrats are concerned, saying there's not enough transparency. A spokesperson for Speaker Robin Voss said they're just reaffirming the long-established rules of the assembly. Democrats have introduced a bill that would create a publicly funded alternative to WISI, basically making that transparency a function of government. But it would need Republican support to pass. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network has launched a GoFundMe campaign. It hopes to raise $250,000 needed to resume coverage of the Wisconsin state government after suspending operations last month due to financial hardships. The nonprofit organization stopped broadcasting on December 15th when it couldn't sustain its nearly $800,000 operating budget through donations. The network has provided live, unedited coverage of the Wisconsin legislature, executive branch, and the state Supreme Court since 2007. Its large digital archive of state capital programming could be lost if the organization cannot secure funding. Wisconsin and 25 other states are part of a massive recall of tater tots. Federal health officials say the products may be contaminated with clear, hard plastic fragments. The tater tots were sold under the brand names of Ore-Ida Tater Tots and Sysco Imperial. The Food and Drug Administration says the Idaho company is recalling nearly 40,000 cases of tater tots. You can visit the FDA website or foodsafety.gov to see if you have the recalled products in your freezer. If you do have the recalled products, throw them away or take them back to the store from which they were purchased. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has several big projects in the new year. Parks and Recreation Management Director Steve Schmelzer says the DNR continues to try and improve accessibility. The DNR is putting in accessible kayak launches and beach access mats at properties across the state, as well as track chairs that make trails more accessible. The DNR also plans to update their kiosks at state park properties so they dispense a sticker on site so you don't have to come back later and redeem your ticket for a state park sticker. You can stay updated on what the DNR is doing by visiting their website. The deadline to pay your property taxes is fast approaching. Payments must be postmarked by January 31st, but treasurers around the state are warning property owners not to wait. The U.S. Postal Service instituted a nationwide change as to when a postmark is affixed to incoming mail. They're not stamped when you drop them off at your local post office. Instead, they're postmarked at regional sorting centers, which could be days later. To avoid paying your property taxes late, treasurers encourage you to mail your payments early or use an e-check payment option online or over dedicated phone lines. You can also ask for a postmark to be affixed while you're at the post office window in person. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
A timeout for Wisconsin. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, an up and down start to the season. Wisconsin now on a roll. Wins over three Big Ten teams in a row. UCLA, Michigan, and Minnesota. Up next, they host Rutgers Saturday afternoon at 1. Greg Gard.
We need a day off. We've had a long, this has been a heck of a three-game grind. So we'll get some rest tomorrow and then use the last 2 days of the week to prep for Saturday.
NBA, the Bucks in San Antonio tonight to take on the Spurs. NFL, the Bears host the Rams Sunday night at 5:30 in the playoffs after beating the Packers last weekend in Chicago. Lucas Van Ness.
Yeah, you know, that hurts. You know, I got to give credit to them. They found a way to finish in the fourth quarter the last two times we played them. And, you know, unfortunately, that comes down to our finish. And we didn't do enough defensively to hold our lead. And, you know, that's going to sink for a while.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. Light snow developing today. High temperatures in the mid-teens. Snow accumulation during the day of around an inch. For tonight, light snow to continue. Total accumulations tonight of 1 to 3 inches. Temperatures rising into the lower 20s.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.